Hello, welcome along. It's a brand new episode of Baffled, your favourite fact podcast. My name is Dan. Thank you for joining us. I've got facts about sounds, sobbing, and space. That's on my end. Mark is also here. Mark, what have you got?
Right, this week for you, crab blood, evil but nice bears, and creepy songs.
Did you hear the little pause in evil yet nice bears? DCSE drama's paying off. Connor, what have you got as well?
Something about bees. Love a bee, don't I? Also teeth and where they could and couldn't grow. And we're also going sandcastles today. I think it's important to do so.
Wide ranging. Your full gamut of facts there. Stick around. If you want to hear the baffled boys make all the noise, stay exactly where you are. We will be back in just a sec.
This has to stop, Dan.
No, this has to stop.
So fresh off our sensational thing about tectonic plates the other week, I'm looking forward to more high-powered learning. And I think we've got a wide coverage of facts. I'm excited for that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This baffled boy is making a noise, has to stop. I'm just putting it out there, it's got to stop.
If you play football, for example, you're in the changing rooms, aren't you, with all the lads, and they're gearing you up for a game, like trying to get you ready for a good performance.
Yeah, yeah.
You come in within 30 seconds with baffled boys making all the noise, and I'm instantly deflated.
Well, I tell you what, if I was a football manager...
Worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think I'd be a bit... I think the equivalent... What I do to the podcasting world, the equivalent in football management is probably Jurgen Klopp. You know, he's known for these very emotive, very passionate halftime team talks. And I think I really truly feel that's kind of what I'm doing with Baffled Boys Make All the Noise. Like, I come on, we log on, we have a little bit of chat beforehand. I sense that you're down. I think you need a little bit of lifting. So I remind you what we're here to do, which is to bring the noise, to bring the facts, and we're raring to go.
And you're more like a Frank Lampard.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I did fall asleep halfway through your supposedly emotive speech there. So I wouldn't say it's working brilliantly.
Well, Connor, if I'm like Frank Lampard, you're like John Terry, and not for any footballing reason. All right?
No, yeah. What, you're talking more about what? The geezerness? Or...
This has suddenly got very niche, this conversation.
Yeah.
Football, non-football fans who listen to this podcast are like, what the heck are you going on about?
I think non-football fans know what John Terry has done in the past. Right, Connor, it's time for our first fact of the show. Take it away.
Bees can live inside your eyes. There you go. Have that.
Absolutely no. Thank you very much. That is...
Wallop.
That's put me off life. Just, ugh.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you how. 28-year-old Taiwanese woman in 2019, while participating in the Qingming Tomb Sweeping Festival, which involves cleaning up the graves of relatives who have passed away, which is mental as it is, the woman thought a bit of dirt had gotten into her eye, as you do. But her eye started swelling up over time, and she thought it was the dirt, maybe an infection of some sort. Went to a doctor who found something black that looked like an insect leg, quoted from him. The leg was attached to a 4 millimeter long bee, and it wasn't the only one. The doctor explained in his words, "I grabbed the leg and very slowly took one out. Then I saw another one and another and another. There were 4 sweet bees in total. All were alive and had been feeding off the woman's tears in the back of her eye."
Right.
That's so gross.
Where are they living in the eye? Are they living inside the pupil? Are they living kind of around the back of the ball?
So this is. I knew he was going to ask this question. This is where my research has got better. So actually behind the eye, which I didn't know, you probably do, but there's quite a big gap behind the eye. So there is space behind your eyeball. And they were behind that. That's where they had gone. So what they had obviously done is, I don't know how, what I don't understand is how...
I say, how the heck do they get in?
So what I would imagine happened here is one bee got in and maybe that bee had babies in it behind the eye. I don't know, but I can't imagine four. Imagine, like, you got to be some sort of thicko, haven't you, to have one thing go in your eye and it's like, coming then, oh, hop in. Like, seriously, four of them, you would know by then, wouldn't you? But yeah, four bees from behind the eye.
What amazes me, and I love discovering things about different cultures, but basically they've managed to make a festival about, like, cleaning the graveyard. You know, it's like a street sweeping festival. Like, how is that a thing? Like, what did you, like, the tomb cleaning, like, how is that a thing?
Yeah, it's become a thing. Yeah, two facts in one. One, bees live behind your eyes. Two, you fancy getting dead people out of the ground, so you can do that legally somewhere.
Do you think in some cultures, you know, where these kind of things happen, maybe they need something done, and the people who are in charge are like, let's just make another festival. Love festivals, yeah, let's just do that again. But, you know, like in the middle of Brazil, in, like, the Amazon, they're like, right, we could do with damming a few of these rivers. Bingo.
Festival.
Yeah, Amazon Damming Festival.
I've got another fact later on about sandcastles.
I hope you do. I hope you've got two more later
on. And Mark, you need to stop with this. They're really bad little jokes that are getting worse by the week. Dan, would you agree?
Well, I mean, Mark is the open goal of... He is the goal hanger of all joke tellers.
Oh,
He's not... For another football analogy, he ain't curling one in,
honestly,
outside of the box. He is on his hands and his knees waiting for a ball to be crossing the line, and then he just nods it in. Like, he is... Swallows the low-hanging fruit.
He's mine there. I can imagine how it works. It's like, he's sitting there. He's not really saying much. Then I'm like, I've got another fact later. He's like, now's my chance! Two facts! It's like,
pretty much.
It's like, seriously.
But I kind of run on two energies, low-power mode and high power mode. Yeah. I just run on low-power mode for most of this until something comes in. Flick it up a notch.
So I've got a point of this episode linking in with this fact and that kind of grave-digging thing. And then also... My other fact later about sandcastles are both the same concept of when you hear the fact later of, I think people just run out of shit to do. So they just do ridiculous things or make up ridiculous rules or ridiculous laws. It's like, that's the world we live in. It's so millennial, isn't it? Where just these nonsense things start happening.
It's not about someone getting sand in their eyes.
No. Oh, yeah. He got sand in his eye. I pulled it out. It was a dolphin. Can you believe it? My God.
Time for our second fact of the show, Mark's first fact. Take it away, you.
Okay, horseshoe crab blood is the miracle vaccine ingredient which has saved millions of lives.
Too many words in that.
So,
enter the
fact position.
Horseshoe what? Horseshoe what?
Enter the fact position and I'll explain. So, horseshoe crabs are older than dinosaurs. So they've been around for about 450 million years. Now, as well as being living fossils, they've helped keep all of us alive because their blood, which is bright blue, is used to test every single vaccine which has ever come into existence. Their blood basically has this incredible way of detecting toxins. So every batch of vaccines will get tested with this blood, and therefore... Humans won't die from taking a vaccine.
Right, I need to step in here, and it's about time we're good friends here. We love each other. Mark, you have this ability to make such great facts so fucking boring. I mean, Dan, is it just me?
So, look, this is a house of friendship. It's a house of discovery. I don't think we can rag on someone's fact-telling ability that much. You are slightly correct that was a very interesting fact, that it did take us round the houses a little bit. It was a long walk through the maze to get to the treasure. But how does this blood, do you know what it does to show that there are toxins in the vaccine?
So basically, they've used this blood to develop a test called the LAL, or the limulus amubocyte lysate, which of course is a lot more catchy than LAL. And the blood just reacts in a way. So whenever the cells inside of that blood meet the invading bacteria, they clot around it, and that's how they know that it's a bad batch of...
What do you say it was? Horseshoe crab.
Horseshoe crab, yeah.
And it comes back to, I think, the main takeaway from a year of baffled. How do they discover these things? Who is, you know, just testing out willy-nilly random things on the blood of a horseshoe crab? Didn't even know that existed. Who's picked that? Give it a stab, siphon off the blood, and thinking, you know what, this will do. We'll test vaccines on it. How is that a thing?
I think my mind is more, how does Mark discover these things? This is where my mind goes. You know, like,
Google, how is he finding that
fact? No, I don't think he did Amazing Facts Enter. I think Mark dug here, because this is a great fact, delivered in a very very confusing way for people of my type.
Just
but anyway.
Standard Friday night reading, surely.
Friday night.
Is this not what you get up to on a Friday night?
It's do you know what it is? It's a fact that people, I think, needed to know. I think it's something that actually is quite cool, isn't it, to know how all the vaccines are tested. We're getting them right now, aren't we, with the pandemic. Maybe they used that. They would have, right? They surely would have used that for the...
Yeah, they would. Yeah, this was used in the COVID vaccine. But yeah, these creatures have been around for 450 million years as well. So they are the oldest thing ever.
You've delivered a perfectly current fact. That's what you've done for the times.
Topical, mate.
Topical.
Hashtag topical.
Yeah. I like
it. Saying it, hashtag.
Hashtag, yeah.
Right, time for my first fact of the show. Did you know the loudest noise ever circled the world 4 whole times? Went round and round and round and round the world 4 times in 1883. Krakatoa erupted in Indonesia. The sound waves that it let off were so strong, it went round the world 4 whole times. The loudest noise in history was in 1883.
Okay, two things here.
Sure.
Does that mean that wherever you were in the world, you heard Krakatoa explode?
No. They felt the sound waves, they felt the pressure change all around the world, at pretty much every major station at that point. This is 1883, so the stations weren't exactly top-notch. They felt the pressure change 4 separate times.
Okay, that answers my second question of how the heck did they know this? They felt the pressure change.
Yeah, big time. Felt the pressure change. By 1883, weather stations were using barometers to track changes in atmospheric pressure. At 6 hours and 46 minutes after Krakatoa, a spike of air pressure was detected in Calcutta, so not too far away from where it erupted. At 8 hours, it reached Mauritius, 12 hours in Russia, then Vienna, Rome, Paris, Berlin. I've been jumping for love. I've been jumping for love in every disco I get in. And then it went to Munich as well. It went round and round and round and round and round 4 whole times. The loudest noise that has ever been made on this planet happened in 1883, like 140 years ago. That's a top fact. Connor, you're allowed one question only. What's it to be? Nothing. Nothing from that. That's an incredible fact, and your brain is not...
I have a feeling he's got a lot of questions and he's trying to figure out the best one.
No, do you know what it is? No, do you know what it is? Honestly, I have no questions because I'm just really I'm really happy with the fact. Genuinely. I love it. I absolutely love every bit of it. It's a brilliant fact. Never knew that. How cool is that? An actual sound wave circling the world, the universe, the planet, for whatever it is, 4 times is... It's crazy. It's always back in the day that these things happen, isn't it? So, like, oh, it happened in 2018. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? But, like, it's 1880.
But also, Connor, you have to realise, if it did happen back in 2018, we probably ain't saying it on a podcast because everyone knows that it happened.
No, I like it a lot. It's very, very, very cool. Very, very cool. I mean, how do they measure that? That's my main thing. How would they, like, know 100%?
Well, because they monitored it because of the atmosphere. The air pressure change.
I guess that, yeah, what one place would get it and then go, oh, this is weird. Ring up Paris. Bonjour. Tell me about this. Have you got it as well? They'll be like, yeah, we got it. And then they'd ring up the next place and find out they've got it. I guess that's probably how they find out, right?
It's a shame, isn't it?
Cross-reference.
Dan, do you think it's a shame, Dan?
What, that was a good fact until Mark went bonjour?
Yeah, Mark, I love you, man, but something's going on in your world. I don't know what it is.
Right, moving on. Connor, give us your second fact of the show.
So, we're talking about body parts today. Doctors once found a tooth that was...
What are you doing?
I typed in facts about NHS and I went down this road, so anyway.
I don't care about the fact, but you're having to go at Mark's presentation of the fact earlier and you just started it like you were hosting a topical phone-in show. Yeah. Hi guys, talking about body parts today on the show. Give us a ring. 0800-911-424. Fine.
Topical.
Talking about body parts. Go for it.
Doctors found topical
because you know right now everyone does have body parts. So
doctors
sorry,
found
mate.
A.
That was funny. Go ahead.
This is a little. You start when you're younger and you're trying to guess the word in a sentence. We'll start here. Doctors found a space growing inside a man's nose. One guess. No need for loads of conversation. Definitely, Mark. Just a word. Doctors found a what growing inside a man's nose. Mark?
Papaya.
Okay. Dan?
Falafel.
Tooth. Yeah. Falafel would be good.
That's gone wrong, isn't it?
Falafel would be nice, though. I'd like that. Yeah, falafel.
I don't think a falafel grows, though. I think that's my main issue there. A falafel does not just grow. It's not like a falafel tree.
Sorry, hold on a minute. No. A falafel can't grow, so therefore you think it could be in the... It's impossible.
Right, we're a fact-based podcast. I want to get the facts out there. You can't grow a falafel. You make a falafel. It's two very different things.
I've heard about similar things before where, like, teeth do crop up in random places, don't they? Tell me why, Connor.
They do. Yeah, you want a little bit of an insight. So the guy was 59 years old. He was a man that this happened to. I'd like to give you an insight. And he showed up at the university hospital in Denmark called Aarhus after suffering from congestion and a runny nose for 2 years. Doctors found something obviously so unexpected. According to the doctors, they noticed in the patient's septum, the cartilage bridge of the middle of the nose was bent to the left, and there appeared to be a mass that was lodged in the cavity there. When they conducted a scan, it revealed that the blockage was caused by an intranasal tooth that had erupted inside his nose. It was removed, and he was put on antibiotics, etc., but it was actually discovered as a tooth, exactly the same as the teeth you have in your mouth, and it had grown behind his nose.
Yeah, these things do happen, and I want to know why. I'm not expecting you to tell me, but I'm putting on that on my to-do list for later. I don't know what you boys are doing on Friday night, but I'm going to be researching why teeth grow up all over the place.
I'm probably going to do what any normal man of our age would be doing, which is having a beer, you know, laying with my girlfriend, chilling, doing things in that area. Not leaving my girlfriend sitting there on her own while I Google teeth growing in nose.
I'm reading more about horseshoe crabs.
There we go.
Wasn't an invitation for diaries. It's good. Good to know. Love that. What type of tooth did you say that it was?
It was just a tooth. It was just a tooth. They're not like wisdom, you know. It's just a tooth in his nose.
But definitely not wisdom.
At what point? I like that it took him 2 years to go, I should go see someone about this. Constant runny nose and congestion for 2 years. And after 2 years, you go, you know what? I've had enough. I've had enough of this. I'm finally going to go find out.
I wonder how far back it was because, I mean, we're fully grown men. Not that, you know, you really pick your nose, but we put fingers up noses a little bit, just have like a little itch around, something like that. And surely in doing that, you would feel that you've got like a massive molar in there.
So it was here. It was actually like up the top here, this bit here, which you probably can't really get to, you know. So the congestion, it was just lodged. It was like a blockage, really. It was so high up that I know what you mean by that. You'd usually feel it, wouldn't you?
Mark, time for your second fact of the show. Take it away.
Okay, there's a weird relation between Scar from The Lion King and Winnie the Pooh. They're both from Disney, yeah, but there is another connection. Jeremy Irons, who voices Scar in The Lion King, sang the song Be Prepared, but he didn't. He sang... 2/3 of the song before he got vocal issues and they had to draft someone in to finish the song off. So Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, had to come in, do his best impression of Jeremy Irons and finish the song because they were on a deadline for the movie.
Right. So,
there's your tagline right at the end. The fact that the guy had to come in, do the impression. That's the
impressions. So
yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Right.
I like that a lot.
I know we've ragged on your facts. I know we've ragged on it the last one as well, but I'll be honest, mate, 80% of that is like, what is he doing? Like, in what world do the listeners to this podcast know what they want? They want a nice little link between Winnie the Pooh and Scar, both great films, but you did save it with the fact he had to do an impression.
See, you've got to be patient. You've got to be patient and wait to the end. Good things come to those who
wait, Daniel. He started doing the song and then... somebody else come in.
He recorded 2/3 of the song and then had vocal problems and couldn't finish it. Right. But they obviously had to get it out for the movie. So they brought in Jim Cummings. He did it. He's apparently done it on various other films as well, where the voices who play the characters can't sing. So he will come in and sing for them. But on this one, he literally came in, had to listen to the first 2/3 of the song and finish it sounding as close as possible.
You know, the simplest way possible. Wouldn't it just have been easy for him to come in and re-record the song?
What, the whole one? Yeah, probably. But they didn't decide to do that.
Yeah, it's just
they
mental,
just
isn't it?
For the last third.
It's such an awkward way to go around it, isn't it? It's like, yeah, can you listen then try and sound like... It's just like, wouldn't you just say, look, that guy's got vocal, whatever. We'll pay him for whatever we got him to do. We'll bin him off. We'll get in the new guy, learn the track. This is what it sounds like. You're a singer anyway. Just bang it out. He'd probably do it in half a day.
Yeah, it's not like The Lion King was a low-budget film.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh no, we best save the money that we spent on. It's like Lion King, probably the biggest Disney one of the biggest Disney franchises, isn't it? Like, come on, do you know what I mean?
Is Be Prepared in the original? Is it actually in the original?
It is. Yes.
I don't remember. I remember it in the new one with Chiwetel Ejiofor, but
it's in the original. Yeah, it's when Scar's singing to the hyenas.
I will say this now, and I genuinely mean this. Anybody listening right now, I would love to see a little trivia-based situation with Mark versus anybody that thinks they know more about him than Disney. I think Mark would destroy most people at that.
But here's your problem there, Connor. We have a substantial amount of American listeners. Ahoy, howdy, thank you for being there. And, you know, American people love their Disney. They get to go to Disney a lot more than Mark does. Mark tries to go once a year, I would imagine.
Did you see, have you seen the videos and the photos of like all the American people being able to go back to Disney World? It's like an emotional break. That, like, some of them are like on the floor crying that they're allowed to go back. It's you forget the impact of Disney. It's incredible. It's so good to see.
Yeah, they opened it up a couple of months ago and yeah.
Yeah, Mark's like, crazy. Yeah, the Disney. Yeah,
I was one of them.
Yeah.
I was there.
They opened it up 8 o'clock, Thursday the 7th of May.
Yeah. Right, time for my second fact of the show. Did you know there's a reason that why you cry on aeroplanes when you watch movies? I don't know, Mark, do you cry on aeroplanes? You're a butch lad, butch strapping masculine man. Do you cry on aeroplanes when you watch films?
No.
Connor?
I do you know what? I have done, but I don't tend to pick films that would probably make me cry. I do avoid emotional films because I don't like crying at films. Bambi,
well,
never watched it.
I mean, yeah. So I had never cried during movies until I went on a plane and I started crying watching movies there. And I don't, like, I got out of my way to not watch tearjerkers, but one of the first times I ever cried during a movie was in the remake of Jumanji. So there. Then I cried
The Rock version, yeah.
Yeah, the Rock version, the new one. And then I also cried during the John Cena epic Blockers. Like, are you joking? This is a comedy film and I'm crying during it. So there is a reason why these things happen. I very rarely cry with my 2 feet on the floor. But you cry on planes because of cabin pressure, because you're so high up, it makes you dehydrated. Also because you've lost a feeling of control. As soon as you step into the airport, you feel a bit on edge. You're a bit anxious. And all of that, coupled up, because you're sat in the same place, it puts you in a more fragile state of mind, so you cry during movies. I think it's called something, I can't remember the name of it, but if you are listening and you cry during plane journeys when you watch films and you're wondering why, that is why. It's an actual condition because you're a bit on edge. And I've cried.
Is this
during
a fact you came up with because you flew with your family and they all mocked you for crying and you went, there's a reason for this, and quickly looked it up and went, see, scientific.
So, problem is, when I cried during the Jumanji film, right at the end of the new one, where they all get reunited, spoiler, it wasn't like a little...
Sorry if you've not seen it.
It wasn't like a little welling up. It was big. Man, like, I was... I sounded like a fish gasping for air, honestly. Like, I was blubbering. And it was very embarrassing. And that's why. Not my fault. Actual scientific thing. Because I didn't have control.
Is that why you were just yelling at the plane?
It's science, damn it. I'm emotional because of science. I don't know what's going on.
I just don't really care, mate. No.
That threw so many shit facts from you.
I know. And the shit facts.
You're in a mood today.
No, I'm in a great mood. I just, no.
You're
no.
in a really intolerant mood.
You've been in a very, very shirty mood all episode.
Have you got bees in your eyes? Is that what's happening here? Have you got bees burrowing into your little brain?
I was sitting back and allowing the moment to happen. I just don't, I'm not bothered. I'd go on the plane because of a bit of pressure. There we go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you like this podcast, then why not check out one of our other amazing Create podcasts? If you just want a good laugh, then check out The Weekly Roast.
Listen, bitch.
Make an entrance.
I'm a week off sugar.
Big Bear Bill is in the house.
I will fly to the UK and I will cut you both.
For the more cultured ones among you, join Laura Wright for Music in My Life.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm so glad no one can see me right now because I was doing some weird dance moves.
Your head nothing then, yeah.
Prefer a deep chat? Connie's got you covered on How Are You, the Wellbeing Podcast.
So I just became a lot more productive and happier. Mm. And for me, like, that's just worth it.
The Weekly Roast, Music in My Life, and How Are You? Just three more podcasts to feast your ears on. Find them wherever you found this podcast.
Right, let's do some admin. I have admin.
I've got admin too, yeah.
Great. I'll let you do admin then.
You will recall Loretta, who is a frequent Instagrammer into the show. She listens in with her family. Rowan is one of those people. Anyway, Loretta has DM'd me, and it's my favorite thing I've ever received on the internet. Hi Dan, I've got to say, most of the time I'm Team Connor, but the Popeye fact has gone on too long. It's the worst fact ever. You are correct, Loretta. It is absolutely the worst fact ever. Also, she says next time we do the award ceremony for the next Nigel, we should have a best quote category. Very good. It's just, you know, we say a lot of things. And she said, I'd love to nominate your quote about tikka masala being the Nicolas Cage of curry, which sounds like something I would say. It sounds hilarious. I don't remember saying it, which is why a best quote category is going to be pretty tough. But Loretta, thank you so much for getting in touch. And you know what? You are absolutely correct. The Popeye fact is the worst fact of all time. That's the last I'll say on the matter. Thank you very much, Loretta.
Popeye. And there's another one.
I've had a message too from Bobby Booker. He said, hey pal, love your baffled pods. Got into them a week ago and I'm 20 episodes in as I drive for work as a delivery man. Ha ha. Quick cheeky fact for you. And then he shared the fact about the Nintendo Switch games. I think we've actually said it before about the Nintendo Switch games having a taste around them so that you can't swallow them as a kid. He said, trust me, I've tried it. We have spoken about it. That is new information. We have spoken. That's not been a proper fact. Absolutely. It has.
I think I'd have remembered that.
That has not been a proper fact. You might have said it in passing when we were giving away the Switch.
I think we've definitely said it. That's what I'm saying. 100%. But he said,
Were we doing a podcast or did you just say this to someone else?
We've definitely spoke, 100% spoke about it. Definitely. I know that. Sure.
Is what happened here, because I know you, did you read this message drunk, forget about it, came back to it a second time and went, oh yeah, I know that fact?
Probably. I would assume that I would have been drunk at the time. He put, trust me on the fact as well about the Nintendo Switch games having a bad taste. I've tried it and it really does make you spit it right back out. Keep up the good work, lads. # Bibs Army. Irons.
Oh wow, you are early doors. You are early doors, 20 episodes in if you're still on the Bibs Army stuff. We do turn over ideas on this show. And if you want to get in touch, it's info@baffledpod.com on the emails, @baffledpod on Instagram and TikTok for mostly a fact of the day.
When we remember.
Time for our final round of facts. Connor, what are you saying, hun?
What? What did you just say? What are you saying, hun? I like it. Did you know that it's against the law to build a sandcastle in Eraclia, Italy? That's a law.
Why?
Yeah, take a step back. Yeah. And this comes in with what I was saying earlier about the digging up the grave things. this way of life where crap happens. This happened. There isn't really even a reason. It's just the thing. It's literally just the thing. So it says here, you can lay on the beach, no problem. You can do whatever you want on the beach. You can drink on the beach. All the things that you think they may make illegal. No. But you can't build a sandcastle.
What's the name of the place?
Heraklea, which I've been to, by the way.
Did you build a sandcastle?
No. I just laid on the beach, naked, drinking Moretti.
Why were you in the nude?
I like getting nude on the beach.
Are we saying Heraklea?
Is that not illegal?
Heraklea? No? How do you spell it?
Heraklea. Heraklea. Heraklea.
Near Venice?
Heraklea?
Yeah, Heraklea, Italy. Mate, there's only one Heraklea. You don't get, it's not the Heraklea next to Basildon. Well, it's the Heraklea in Italy.
Are you sure that's how you pronounce it?
There's literally not a beach anywhere near it.
What do you mean there's not a beach anywhere near it?
That's why it's illegal.
Oh, Heraklea Mare. There's a beach on Heraklea Mare, which is near Heraklea.
We're not trying to find beaches. What we're trying to do is talk about the fact that you can't build sandcastles on a beach.
No. So this was the point. So I wanted to have a look at the beach so I could see how pristine it was. Which makes me, so I could judge. Maybe they want to keep it looking nice, which is why you can't have the old sandcastle.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking with this fact is I'm a little bit disappointed because I thought today's topic on the Conophonian was body parts.
Yeah,
he got his wang out when he was on Heraklea Beach, didn't he?
Of course, yeah.
They say the biggest reason for it is that it blocks the passage, the obstruction of passage. Imagine that's why it's illegal. There we go.
Right, Mark, give us your second fact of the show.
Okay, Every Breath You Take by The Police is creepy, not romantic. So this is one of the top wedding songs. Every breath you take, every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you. No. Sting even, two very different people. Sting has finally come out and has confirmed that this song is about being a creepy stalker and is in no way romantic. So quite simply, if you're playing this at your wedding, you're a creep and you should stop.
No, what a load of bollocks. No, it's a load of shit.
Apparently he wrote this.
No.
When he was going through his first breakup of his marriage.
I'm not buying it.
In a dark place. So this is about surveillance of his wife as
there is no way.
No, I'll tell you now. Hear me out.
Writing a song about that.
It's nailed. I'll tell you exactly what's happened here. It's the typical thing with these old folk that made tracks a long time ago. When did he announce this, Mark? Do we know when he said this?
It's
a while ago now.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
It's exclusive. Yeah, I rang him up. He gave it to me.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the same. We've spoke about this before on the podcast with different like music related things and stuff like that. The track was dying out. Obviously, it's an old tune. He wanted to get back in the charts, a bit of PR. What does he do? Goes on Jimmy Fallon. This is a story. Gets a bit of press.
No,
therefore, people start listening again. I'm telling you now.
This is years ago. This was like when it was out.
Do you believe it? I don't believe it.
I do. Listen to the song. It's creepy.
Yeah, but you can interpret anything another way, can't you?
It's not cute and romantic. It's creepy.
Say the lyrics.
I'll be watching you. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. It's creepy. It's not romantic.
Mark, you say that
bin it off from your wedding list. Bin it.
You say that with some practice, like you've DM'd that to a few girls who haven't replied on Tinder.
I will neither confirm nor deny those rumours.
Yeah, it's his opening question on Hinge. You know, you put three things about yourself. He puts those lyrics, then just put, what do they mean?
Creepy or romantic, question mark.
Right, let's do the last fact of the show. Quick one, nice and easy. Apollo 11, which was the flight that landed on the moon, they said that they had trouble sleeping. So for Apollo 12, NASA added hammocks. That's all you need to know. They put hammocks.
Strong.
In a space module. I wonder how that would work with very little gravity. Surely you'd be kind of wavy. I don't really know how that's worked. You're not sinking, but Apollo 12 had hammocks.
And do you strap yourself in when you sleep in space?
Don't know, I've never been.
It's a good question, though, surely, because you'd just be floating out the hammock, wouldn't you?
You do have to swallow your toothpaste, don't you? Which I think we've had on the show before.
Yeah, you do. I'm always just nerdles floating everywhere.
Oh, there we go. Best fact ever, that one.
Didn't win the award, though, did I?
If you're thinking about or wondering what the hell we're talking about, we've done awards called the Nigel Awards. Go back a couple of episodes.
Right, that is it for this week on Baffled. Well, what have we learned? It's been a busy show of the old boys making some noise for you. What's happened? What have we learned this week? Something about horseshoe crabs that... I fell asleep halfway through. That big booger that's up your nose it might be a little incisor, so probably watch it. And finally, every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, we'll see you next week for a brand new Baffled. In the meantime, give us a follow on Instagram at BaffledPod. It's the same on TikTok. Send us an email as well, info@baffledpod.com. Friday, Connor will be explaining something else to us. Last week, we had the rip-roaring success of tectonic plates. Connor, do you remember anything that you mentioned to us last week?
Not a thing. No, literally not a thing other than the fact that they form mountains.
Fantastic.
Which we taught you. You didn't even teach us that. We taught you that.
Brilliant way to spend 20 minutes, wasn't it? Make sure you follow us wherever you get your podcasts as well. We are at Baffled Pod. And if you live in the UK, if you're in kind of the southeast region, you might see our big old mugs on the side of a van. That'll be fun. Yeah. We will see you soon. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Connor.
Peace out.
I'm off to go and get nudy on a beach where I can't make a sandcastle and I can't pronounce it. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.